I got a job with Goodyear. It was very hard to get jobs in 1937, and I applied at Firestone and General, and Goodyear took me for a budget manager, and I went to Pittsburgh for training. And while there, I called Frances on the phone in Canton and asked her to marry me, and she said yes.
What did you say? What was your proposal?
I said, you know, we really enjoy each other. I said, why don't we get married and just kind of try it? And it's worked out pretty good. We dated like for 4 years, and then we've been married now 73 years. And so I've had a wonderful life. I just thank God for it, having Frances all these years.
How long were you married before you had children?
16 years, you know.
Shocking.
Made us really appreciate each other. We had time to adjust and adapt, traveling in different cities. And, of course, being away 3 years during the war was very difficult for Frances. But we got through that, and I think it made us stronger together, and still is. So I'm real happy with my life, and I look forward to continuing it indefinitely, maybe longer.
Is there something you are proudest of in terms of your professional life?
I tell you what I'm proudest of, and I enjoy. And about 3 weeks from today, I'll be going back to Northwood School in North Canton, where 20-some children around 10 years of age will be sitting and listening to me, and they read to me under this program. One or two children at a time will go over to the library and sit and read. But while I talk to them, I look at them, Mary, and I think of myself when I was 10 years old, and I get them singing songs, you know, like Doodly-Doo, You Are My Sunshine, and all. And I give them puzzles, give them jokes, and they give me puzzles, and they give me jokes. And I give them candy occasionally, and stickers, and snappy bands, and they send me the nicest gifts, you know. I mean, they write to me when they're on vacation. I just love them to death, and I think I'm proudest of that. Of course, having raised you and Beth, you know, makes my heart just full, and to be married all this time. I like the idea of the fact that I still have my own teeth, that I read the newspaper every day with no glasses, that I have access to a computer every day, and that I have a lot of people up and down the hall at St. Joseph's where I start singing. Here we go. Please play for me that sweet melody called Doodly-Doo.
Doodly-Doo. God, look at the mic.
I love it the rest, so. But what I love best is doodly-doo, doodly-doo. Simplest thing, there isn't much to it. You don't have to sing, just doodly-doo it. I love it so, wherever I go, I doodly-doodly, doodly-doodly, doodly-doodly-doo.
I do love you, Daddy.
Well, I love you, Mary, and always will.